all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Like I said, just different times, you know, just kind of like you, everything shut down in March for us. So, you know, recruiting was a little bit difficult as far as finishing up the roster and finishing up the school year. But, you know, we were able to land some very, very good recruits, and it was basically living off the Zoom. You know, every single week it seemed like we were always Zooming somebody and just recruiting that way. And then throughout the summer, it continued as we tried to figure out the rest of our roster. And, you know, right now we are back in school, but, you know, the first week, everything was online, but everybody's moved into the dorm. So, you know, but we actually won't start anything until after Labor Day. So we want to make sure everybody's safe, doing the safety protocols, doing the testing, and so just obviously it's always safety first right now.
Most definitely. Now, Coach, looking at your program, so talk to us about how March was for you guys. Like for me, it was shut down on my birthday. For you guys, how was that trying to get the guys going from being on campus to going home, to having to finish up the semester strong virtually, because they're not used to that, having to be at home and maybe not have the things they have on campus. So how was that for you and your team, man, doing that shutdown period there in the spring?
Well, it happened real fast. As a matter of fact, you know, we actually had started the SWAC tournament, the first round of the SWAC tournament, and we were out in Houston. We were playing Prairie View. That game didn't go too well. So, so you know, we started getting texts. The athletic director started getting texts basically saying, you know, as soon as you get back on campus, you know, the players, they need to, you know, start going to their dorms and, you know, basically 2 or 3 days, they need to be packed up and off campus. And I think we were maybe a week away from spring break. So, you know, now they had to get used to going to class online and, you know, with a lot of players, you know, that can be difficult, you know, if you've never really done online before. You know, I know I would have struggled back in the day. I know I would have struggled. I needed to be in class right there in front of the teacher taking notes. But for the most part, our guys adjusted. And then, you know, they actually finished up real strong for the spring semester academically. But, it, you know, it was a whole nother issue just trying to develop a summer program for all the guys, because you couldn't be around anyone. So now you're just doing a lot of individual stuff in your driveway. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a basketball goal, you know, at your house, you know, you could get some shots up, but everybody couldn't do that. So, you know, really for the first, I'm going to say March and April and really May, they were really just shut down. I mean, it couldn't really go anywhere. Couldn't really do anything other than just maybe trying to stay in somewhat of a conditioning by, you know, running some miles or running some sprints in the street. So it was an adjustment.
Most definitely. Close your academic advisor for helping your team out, because that role was very crucial during the shutdown period for a lot of teams, because without that academic advisor, man, those grades could have went south. But having that support has to feel, make you feel good knowing that your guys stepped up, even though it's every situation that your guys stepped up for you and got the job done academically still.
Yeah. Our academic advisor did a great job of staying in contact with the coaches and, you know, how we've always run our academic program within the program is each coach is assigned probably about 4 players, and it's their job to stay on top of the players. I mean, you know, they got to go on their blackboard every day just to make sure that they're turning in their assignments, doing their assignments, and making sure they know when the players' tests are, and reminding the players, you know, you got to log into class at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, and so forth, so on. So, you know, our coaches did a great job, and our academic advisors did a great job with that.
Now, Coach, you know, it's been some rough times here in our country beyond the pandemic. You're at HBCU school coaching a lot of young black men. So how are you and your staff kind of trying to teach your young players about life? Because life really came at us fast with the pandemic and all the killings of black people we've had this spring and early summer here. So how did you guys kind of approach this? How to teach your young men about also that adversity of the pandemic, but also the adversity of life that they have coming for them once they took off the jersey, went at Alabama and A&M? They're just regular black guys like you and me. Once we took off our Hawks gear, your Alabama and A&M gear, we're black men in America.
Exactly.
So how did you go about explaining that to your young men this spring and summer?
Well, you know, one of the things that we did actually as a athletic program, and this probably would have been about maybe 2 or 3 weeks after the George Floyd incident, we actually kind of had like a town hall meeting with all the athletes to where they could just kind of voice their opinions. I was on the panel. We had actually had 2 student athletes on the panel, and we had our captain of the A&M police on the panel, who happens to be a black man. So, you know, to where we could just air out some things and discuss some things. And, you know, me and my coaching staff also in our Zoom meetings with the team, you know, I would go over a lot of things. It's just far as, you know, it's okay, you know, and it was okay to go out and voice your opinion and be involved in the protest. But yet and still, you still have to be safe and still follow the rules. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do those things and still be safe. And I just kept preaching to them, you always want to protect yourself. You know, you want to walk up out of there being safe. And so, you know, our players, they did a good job of just listening, voicing their opinions, you know, and then obviously one of the main things that I kept stressing to my players is make sure everyone is registered to vote, you know, and we just kept stressing that. And right now we've got 100% registration as far as players registered to vote, and the parents also, their parents also help with that. So, you know, we're ready to rock and roll come November 3rd.
Most definitely. And, you know, so important to get young guys engaged in the voting process, because a lot of Gen Zs, a little younger than me, who's a millennial, are not involved in the process. So the great defensive staff actually got them involved in the process, taught them that their vote does matter, because it starts locally, state, and federal. And we've seen right with how the pandemic is being treated, that local and state really does matter, especially what's going on in Georgia. I'm not going to talk about your state, but what's going on in Georgia for sure. You know, so it's very important they get engaged in it now, because you might not think it means a lot, but a little bit of organization and mobilization can get stuff moving in the right direction for you and change things around about who gets in and who doesn't get in.
Oh, and I agree 100%. And, you know, one of the things that I was telling every last one of the parents, because obviously we've got players, you know, that are not from Alabama. So now they're going to have to look at possibly voting by mail. And we know what's going on with that around the nation. So I just encouraged our parents to make sure you know exactly the time frame, what they got to do to get that ballot in early. But I've already told our players, you know, that particular day we're completely off. So if you're within driving distance and you need to drive home that night before to cast your vote, I'm okay with that, because we won't be doing anything on November 3rd. We are completely off.
Most definitely, Coach. And I feel like, you know, you've been in Alabama A&M, historically Black college, and I've probably been in Alabama, a state where civil rights was at the forefront in Black history. Have you talked to you guys about the Black history of Alabama and the movement there? Because they're in a historic state. Same over here in Georgia, in Atlanta, right here. Civil rights, one of the hubs of the movement was right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So Selma and Montgomery and the Black, but Alabama. So you spend time talking to guys about that as well, because they have to really learn that their history, where right they're staying on historic grounds where they are right now.
I mean, I agree. And that's one of the things where I know we're going to try to set up, you know, some Zoom meetings. You know, one of my professors, his name is Dr. Horace Huntley, and he's from Birmingham. And when I was at UAB, he was the chairman of the African American History Department, and he's been involved with the civil rights there throughout Birmingham probably over 40, 45, 50 years. And I'm going to try to get him on a Zoom call just to help educate all of our guys about the history, because he was involved, I mean, seriously involved with the civil rights movement ever since the 50s and 60s. So, you know, he's just going to be a great resource for them to talk and learn about their history.
And for you, Coach, I know it's been hard, you know, with the pandemic, it's tough times. And how have you handled it being as growing as a coach? I know you're the head coach at Alabama A&M. You're going into YouTube having to get a job full time. So talk to me about how the program's grown since you took over full time now, what you kind of accomplished this year going forward and continuing to grow your culture there.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, as a coaching staff, you know, I just told our guys to make sure when you're recruiting, you really got to do your homework and making sure we are bringing in the right type of player that obviously can handle everything socially, academically, and obviously basketball-wise. And we've done a good job these last 2 years. Like this past year, you know, I probably ended up being the youngest team in the nation as far as starting five, because by the end of the year, I was starting five freshmen. And this incoming class. It's going to be another young class, but very, very talented. So we're going to be playing with mostly freshmen and sophomores this year. But one of the things we wanted to do, we had to bring in what I would consider guys with high character. And that goes a long way when you're trying to establish a program. And then also guys that absolutely love the game of basketball, that you ain't got to tell guys to say, hey, you know, get to the gym, get some shots
up, definitely.
Work on your ball handling, you know, work on your fundamentals, you know.
Most definitely.
I feel as though we've got 15 players in the program. Now we've got 15 guys that love basketball. So, and not only that, good character guys. So now that's how you build a program. So, we're excited about this upcoming season. You know, hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed that we have a season. And, you know, that's the next hurdle. That's going to be a big hurdle, because I keep seeing stuff flash across the ticker tape on ESPN talking about possibility moving the season back a little bit. And once you start moving that season around, now all of a sudden you're looking at January. So you just never know. So hopefully we'll have a season.
And what I admire about you, Coach, you're the only coaching in the swag that's actually taking high school kids. Everybody else is doing the JUCO transferring game. So I appreciate you doing it the old-fashioned way. All this guy is doing it is you. So I know you do it the right way, Coach, and I have confidence in you, because I know you're doing it different than everybody else in the conference.
Well, that's the thing. And we know it's going to eventually pay off, you know. One of the things this year in conference, you know, when I went back, obviously I had a lot of time to go back and watch every game and watch a lot of film from March until now. And we ended up losing 8 games by 10 or less in conference. So we know we're right there. We're heading in the right direction. And one of the things we had to identify, we had to get longer, more athletic. We had to bring in some better shooters, some big-time shooters, and we feel as though we've addressed everything. We brought in a 7-footer, and we mixed it up. You know, I think we've got 3 or 4 prep school kids, and then, you know, the high school seniors. So with the prep school kids, you know, technically they've already had a year under their belt. They've been playing against other top-notch prep school kids around the nation. They've been playing against some JUCOs, so – you know, it's still a process, but we feel as though we've gotten better. So like I said, we just got to keep our fingers crossed that we're going to have the season.
Yeah, I got confidence in you about that, Coach, for sure, man. And also this, you know, I know at your level, you have to raise money. And I saw some of the contracts that the high majors are throwing out there, man. I don't like what I see. But what's going to happen with you guys, man, if a council conference play and law school and SWAC have to raise money for the universities? So how's that going to go for those non-conference games if they get scrapped?
Let's just say it makes life a lot more difficult. That's why I keep saying, because, you know, since the schedule hasn't been released yet, I can't really say who we're going to play, but we've got some big boys on that schedule, some Big Ten schools, some Big 12 schools. So we're hoping that we have this season, because like you said, we have to raise money, you know, and that's every SWAC school. That non-conference schedule is pretty tough. So we just hope and pray that it goes off without a hitch.
Well, Coach, you got my prayers, man. I know you guys need it. All of you in SWAC need it, man. All of you guys are my friends. I love talking to all of you guys, man. So, Coach, I'm praying for you guys all in SWAC, and hope for you and your players stay safe, man. And I hope once everything calms, I can get to Huntsville. With me having been remote here, I can probably get away faster than I used to with me being remote. So hopefully we can get over there soon once everything kind of assembles out a little bit there, Coach.
Yeah, and hey, we just really appreciate you having a voice, always promoting the SWAC and always promoting the historical Black colleges around the nation. You know, that's huge when we've got support out there, you know, because, you know, a lot of times we don't always get that favorable coverage. But no, we just appreciate you doing the job that you do.
Coach, I keep doing it. Make my whole thing was, man, if somebody don't give you courage, I'm going to do it because I'm going to see you grab myself. So I know how it is, love man. It. So I got to make sure I give you all the courage you need. Because I'm going to cover you all for the right reasons, not when something bad happens, you know, like everybody else do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, good talk to you always, buddy. Good up to see you real soon, man.
JR, my man, you the best.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.